Let's lift up our hands and praise. Just lift your hands up and praise. Let's bless the Lord for His goodness. Lord, we praise. We glorify You. We honor You. Ah, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Ah, the God that saw us into the first of this year. And now here at the last service, the last Sunday service of this year. Ah, the Lord, the God of all flesh. Thank You, Lord. We praise You. We honor You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everyone. You may be seated. Praise team, you may be seated, but don't go too far. We're coming back in a few minutes. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, today, being the last Sunday service of the year, you know, I thought I would just come out here for a little bit and just praise the Lord and see if I can get some people to praise the Lord with me. Amen. So I want to talk about praise waiteth for thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, the Lord, He does so many wonderful things for us. And we don't praise Him enough. And you know, today is December 29th, the very last Sunday of this year. And I want us to reflect on what the Lord has done for us from the beginning of the year till now. So let me pray. I will share a very short exhortation. Then we're going to praise the Lord some more. Is that all right? Is that all right with everybody? Praise the Lord. Father, I thank You, Lord. Because the entrance of Your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. We thank You, Lord, for January, for February, for March. We thank You for April, for May, for June. We thank You for July, for August, for September. And we thank You, Lord, for October, November, and December. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we just honor You and praise You. You know, there is something that makes me want to come into His presence. What is the thing that makes you want to come into His presence? Isn't the Lord wonderful? You know, we were singing some old time songs, you know, earlier today. And I want to sing one. I don't know if they sang it already, but isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Eyes have seen, years have heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Wonderful. Is Jesus your Lord wonderful? Praise the Lord. Praise waited for thee, O Lord, in Zion, the psalmist said in Psalm 65 and verse 1. And I want to ask us, is that your statement that praise is waiting for God in your life? Well, not only for the things that you've already seen that He has done, but for those things that are yet to be done. And if God knows that praise is waiting for Him, He's going to come and get that praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, there are a few days left this year. You know, there is still room for God to do something marvelous. Because Jesus said, my Father walketh until now, and I walk. He never takes a break. Some people actually think that God takes a break on Sabbath day and doesn't do anything. But when they challenged Jesus about that, he said, look, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. Till now, he's still walking. Whether it's the 29th, the 30th, the 31st, or the 1st, he's still walking. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, and you know, one time Jesus said, he said, today and tomorrow, I walk miracles. And on the third day, I'll be perfected. Amen. There are only about 3 days left in this year. And today, tomorrow, he can walk miracles still for you. Amen. You just got to determine in your heart that praise is waiting for him. Praise is waiting for you, O Lord. Not only for the things that you've already done, but for the things that are coming, that are yet to be done. In the mind of God, it's already done. It's just that we are yet to enter into it. I've often said to folks that, look, God never starts anything until first he has finished the thing. That's how God works. Now, some of us think that, oh, God suddenly woke up and came up with something that he did. No, he already finished it before he even started it. That's the way that God works. Because the Bible says the Lamb was slain even before the world began. Even before there was anybody, there was no Adam, there was nobody for the fall, there was nobody for the sin. God already finished the work before he even started the salvation. He finished it already, before the world began. And that's how he does his things, you know, because according to the book of Ecclesiastes, he says, you know, that which is past is now. And that which is yet to be has already been. And the law required the thing, you know, it doesn't. Past, present, future, there's no such thing with the Lord. Amen. Now for us, because we're in a different zone, we're thinking that the Lord hasn't done it yet. But the Lord has already done it. Let's read together Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 23. Let's read it together. And this is what we are going to praise the Lord. If you can put that up for us, Isaiah 24 and 23. Let's read it together. Go ahead, read it with me. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord had redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Amen. Well, that was our practice. We're going to do it again. This time around, substitute your name. I don't know why Jacob, Israel, they don't have an exclusive on the Lord. Put your name there. Hallelujah. Now, people say the God of Jacob. Well, he called himself that. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I know he did. But he's the God of Yahweh and me as well. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, he's not just the God of Jacob. In fact, he's the God not only of Jacob, not only of Isaac, and not only of Abraham, but he's the God of everyone that believes him, that he can be their God. Praise the Lord. So let's read it again. Put your name there. When you put your name where it says Jacob, put your family name where it says Israel. Hallelujah. So let's do it again together. Praise God. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. Hallelujah. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, and break forth into singing. Forest and every tree therein, for the Lord had redeemed Yahweh. And he has glorified himself in the family of the Adeyemis. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, he has already done it. This scripture doesn't say the Lord is going to do it. It says the Lord has already done it. He has already done it. Whatever it is, he has already done it. Now, if we have the faith to embrace it, then we can step into it. But he's already done it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 40, he said, if I were to enumerate his blessings, to count them one by one, he said there would not be sufficient time. Well, you know, we're going to try to count them today. You know, I mean, sometimes we hide under the fact that it's too many, so I can't count them. Count them. There is a song that actually says, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you. So this year, in a few minutes, I'm going to let you count. Just think back in January. You know, and that's the reason why it's good to have a journal. You know, you write down the things that you want the Lord to do for you. And as he does them, you check it off. Praise the Lord. You may even put a date next to it. You check it off. So when it's time to count, you can go back. Because sometimes we think the Lord hasn't done anything. You know, you look around. Well, okay, so maybe there's some, you know, some challenges, some things, and so forth. You know, but when you really think about it, the Lord has done great things. And that's the reason why we are glad. And that's the reason why we are here today. Praise the Lord. Since the beginning of this year, for every month of this year, for every week that has passed this year, for every day that has passed this year, for every hour, for every minute, for every second, the fact that we are still alive today, that tells us that God has done great things. Praise God. And I'm here to declare to us today, and declare to the Lord too, that praise, more praise, is waiting for him. Hallelujah. From the hearts and the mouths of the GMI folks. Praise is waiting. And when he knows that praise is waiting, he's coming to get it. Praise the Lord. But you don't need to wait until it is fully done. You can begin to praise the Lord. Even in the midst of the battle, you can praise the Lord. We saw that with Jehoshaphat. But today, there's a lot to praise the Lord for that's already done. You know, because, I mean, if something is already at hand, it's no longer hope and it's no longer faith. It's no longer prophecy. I mean, we might have prophesied at the beginning of this year that the Lord will get us to the last Sunday of the year. Well, it's no longer prophecy. We are here now. Hallelujah. So it's a reality. God has done it. Amen. And he will do even more so. You know, but there are many things that we can still prophesy. Hallelujah. There are many things that we can still prophesy. The Bible says that, you know, I have believed and therefore I have spoken. If you believe it, you can say it. And if you say it, the scripture also says, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do for you. So let's count our blessings. And let's name them one by one. I want you to reflect from January till now and see how great things the Lord has done for you. And even lately, if you think about it, you know, the Lord has done so many things. And sometimes he has saved us from sicknesses, diseases, near misses on the roads. Hallelujah. Well, I can testify to that one. You know, and the Lord has always been good. Let me read Psalm 40 and verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare them and speak of them, they are more that can be numbered. Well, let's try to number a few here this morning. Do you have shelter over your head, sir? Do you have food? Do you have your families? Do you have your children? Do you have your spouses? Do you have a job? On and on and on and on. There are so many things that we need to praise the Lord for. And as we look forward to the ending of the year and going up into the first part and then through the next year, there are many more things that the Lord will bring into view. But let's close out the year with praising the Lord. And let's invite the Lord to come back and get some more praise because of the things that we're going to praise Him for next year. There are some things that you are still going to praise God for before the end of this year. And there are still some things that you are going to praise God for next year. And all I'm saying to the Lord today, that praise is waiting for thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want you to take a few minutes and to just think about the goodness of the Lord. Think about His mercies toward you since this year began. That's all we're going to do today. I'm not preaching any serious sermon. Just think about His goodness. Think about what He means and what He has done. Even the times when we've had disappointments and losses, the Lord is still good. Amen. And the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Always give thanks to the Lord. So that's all we are going to do today. We're going to take time to celebrate the goodness of the Lord, what He has done for us every month of this year. And you have a lot of testimonies. Compile the testimonies and tell the Lord how great He is. That was the thing that was great about David, especially. He knew how to tell the Lord how great the Lord has been. Thy right hand and thy holy arm has gotten you the victory. I cried unto the Lord and He heard me and saved me out of my distresses. This poor man cried and the Lord saved him out of all his troubles. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my high tower. He's my hiding place. He's my song and it's become my salvation. He knew how to tell the Lord of all the great things that the Lord has done. And when you tell Him how great He is, He will tell you back how great He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So we are going to praise the Lord some more. I want you to, right now, before we pray about anything, let's just praise the Lord for what He's already done. So I want to invite the praise team to come back. And we're going to praise the Lord some more. And let's just see how grateful you are. The Bible says, he that is forgiven much, loveth much. Maybe the Lord hasn't done much for you, so maybe there is nothing for you to praise the Lord for. But if the Lord has done a lot for you, I want to see some people shout. And I want to see some people dance. The floor is open. We got a big space here that you can praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are going to praise the Lord. That's it for today. And then thereafter, we're going to pray. But first, I want us to praise the Lord. And when the praise team, when they lead us in praise, let's not just sit that back and look at the praise team. Let's praise the beauty of holiness for what He has done. I know what He has done for me and my family this year. What has the Lord done for you? So I want to invite you this time around, as you get up, I know you stood for a long time, but give the Lord 10 more minutes or so. Praise the Lord and dance before the Lord. I'm sure you can do that. Come on down and let's praise the Lord together. So praise team, I'm going to turn it over to you to give us some praise, some danceable songs that people can come out here and praise God. the Lord, because the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Praise the Lord.
Jehovah, every day. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. You see his glory. Cause I know. Take a look at me.
Also know whose we are. You know whose you are? Well, it is because of him that we are anything. Praise the Lord. Let's lift up our hands and just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. There's a proverb in the Yoruba language, or an adage or proverb or whatever they call it. It says, the person that is grateful for yesterday's benevolence will get another one today. Amen. Basically, that's what it says. So by us being appreciative with a heart of gratitude for what the Lord has done, he's going to do more. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory for everything that you have done for us this year. You know, the psalmist in Psalm 107, in at least three different places, in verses 15 to 16, and then verse 21, and then verse 31, he says it over and over again. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass. Hallelujah. And he has cut the bars of iron in sunder. Over and over again, he says the same thing in this song. Verse 21, he says the same thing. Verse 31, he says the same thing. Oh, that man. He actually laments in the spirit, because he looked around and he saw that people were not praising the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. There's a song like that where we used to sing that says, oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and to the children, to the, for his goodness and for his, to the children of men, to the children of men, he has broken the gates of wrath and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has broken with our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen and amen and amen. You may be seated. We're going to do the offering song, and then after that we're going to close. A quick announcement before we, while we are getting ready to do that. As you all know, or I should ask you, what's happening on the 31st? Anybody know what's going on here at GMI on the 31st? I can't hear you. Someone said crossover night, and you are correct. We want you guys to be here by what time? You've all seen the flyer. What time did it say? 11:30? 10 o'clock? The start time is 9:30. The doors will open way before then. Preston will be here. We will be here. If you come in here by 9 o'clock, the door will already be open. Let's get in here. Let's get excited about, you know, crossing over to the new year. You know, so try to not be late. We do have guests that may be coming. You know, it won't look too well for us if guests come and get here ahead of us. So let's be here. We thank God that God has blessed us not only with this auditorium, but with the banquet hall. So as our manner is, after we finish the crossover service here, there's going to be a lot of feasting and so on in the banquet hall. You know, so, you know, invite your friends to join us. So that's what's going on the 31st. We'll be here by the grace of God at 9:30 p.m. And, you know, however long it takes us, we have the building. We'll enjoy ourselves in the banquet hall. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn it over for the offering segment. And after that, we're going to close the service. I will say one prayer, though, afterwards for everybody. Praise the Lord. So stay tuned. Let's go ahead for the offering.
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for the pleasure they are. You are holy one.
Sir,
you fall upon the sea, resident, ready majesty,
ready majesty, mighty God.
Everything written about you,
everything about you,
you are great,
you are great,
you are great,
you are great,
you are great.
Everything about you is great.
We said, demon tremble, Lord. Demons tremble, Lord, in your presence. What a mighty God, sir.
What a mighty God, sir.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything in love.
Everything written about you is great.
You are the mighty God.
thank you for the offerings that have been brought into the house of the Lord. The Lord multiply your seed sown and cause you to have all sufficiency for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now I want to pray over the house for just a minute, and I pray for you and for all those that also might be listening in. Lord, we thank you for your people. You brought us this far. Hallelujah. And we know, Lord, that you're going to see us through the end of this year. This year we'll never see our end in Jesus' name. But we will see the end of this year. And if the Lord tarries, we'll see the end of next one, and so on, until he comes in Jesus' name. Now the Lord hear you. Hallelujah. The Lord receive even your requests and your petitions in Jesus' name. I know that a lot of people, they put forth requests at this time before the Lord, you know, through fasting, through praying, through seeking the Lord. You know, people give thanks and they also put their requests before the Lord. I pray that the Lord look graciously upon all your requests in Jesus' name. The Lord grant your requests according to his own will. And the kingdom of God, the will of God, even be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Let his kingdom come. Let his kingdom reign in our lives. I pray, Lord, that the angel of the Lord will encamp around every one of us and our families as we go through the end of this year. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you because we are confident. We have no fear. Because the Lord has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. But they have given us the spirit of power, the spirit of a sound mind. So we thank you, Lord. We pray also for our gathering in a couple of days when we come back for the crossover service. We pray for protection. We pray for blessing. We pray that the Holy Spirit will move and that we will be refreshed and that we will be energized for the following year in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise and glory. We pray for those who might have suffered family losses. We ask that the comfort of the Holy Spirit be with them in the name of Jesus. So difficult times such as this, there are the times that they may remember their loved one that's passed, and the Lord comfort and strengthen them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. The Lord's face shine upon you. The goodness of the Lord be with you. His holy hand and his right hand give you the victory on every side. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand up to share the grace as we close. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Declare it for yourself. All the days of my life, now we dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Thy kingdom come, O Lord, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God bless everyone. Compliments of the season, and we'll see you in a couple of days. We'll shout hallelujah and Happy New Year together. Praise the Lord.